My guest is Meryl Marco. She's been a TV writer and producer for the last 10 years. She's worked on many pilots that never made it to air, and she's written for sitcoms like Buffalo Bill and Newhart. One pilot became The Late Night with David Letterman show. She was the head writer for Letterman's morning talk show, and when the late night program began in 1982, she was its first head writer. After writing for a year, she became a segment producer. Her specialty was animals. She left the show last year to produce, write, and perform on her own. And she has. Marco and comedian Harry Shearer have created an upcoming comedy special for cable called This Week Indoors. They hope the show becomes a series. In the program, Marco plays herself as the on-camera roving reporter who observes and comments on some of the quirkier sides of contemporary life. I asked Meryl Marco if she always knew she would work in comedy.
I plain old can't relate to anything without using humor, so it just became a real relief when I found a category of things where it was an asset.
I think in order to make it as a humorist or a writer, you really have to have a certain amount of faith in yourself. Were you convinced?
I've never found that to be true.
Were you convinced?
In fact, everyone I know in humor has no faith in themselves whatsoever. I think that's the core of it.
Well, were you convinced that you could be funny enough to actually make it?
No, I just think that your overwhelming instincts as a funny mouth just get you in trouble, and it just is your personality. You know, it's the sort of thing that just seems to be the most natural thing to do.
When you first started writing for TV, do you think it was any harder for you to get a foothold because you were a woman? I think most of television writing is still dominated by men, and certainly was in the late 70s when you started writing for television.
Oddly enough, I've never run into that. I made a career switch from, I used to teach art briefly. I taught painting at USC for a year, and it was much, much, much harder to get a job teaching painting at USC than it ever was for me to get into television. So I don't know what that means. Well, I just sort of was able to get, I had this idea that I wanted to try writing for television, and I was reinforced so quickly when I actually gave it a try that all seemed to be a sign that I might as well keep at it because it was fun and I was being reinforced.
You were the head writer on the David Letterman show, both the daytime show and then the late night show. You know what I've always tried to figure out? If you're the head writer and you think that your writers aren't being quite funny enough, what can you possibly do to get them to be funnier? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you really can't do anything. I learned that. That's why you got to get great people. And we really, from the time that late night started, we got just tremendously smart writers on that show. And they were really carefully selected for sharing a very specific sense of humor with me and with Dave. And they never let us down. I mean, we had some really funny guys writing on that show.
Gee, was it ever behind the scenes like the old Dick Van Dyke show where Dick Van Dyke and Rosemarie and Maury Amsterdam used to sit around trying to write material?
Yeah, that's I guess sort of what it is like. Yeah, it's just a continuum of generating ideas. But for people who like that sort of thing, like me and like the people I've worked with, it's about the neatest job you can possibly have is to generate funny ideas. I mean, I do it even without a show, and it's greater to do it for a show and know it's going to go on the air somewhere.
When you started the Late Night with David Letterman show, did you want to do a kind of almost parody version of the Johnny Carson show? I remember at that time, David Letterman was considered one of the heirs to the
right.
Tonight Show, and he might have replaced Johnny Carson. That never happened.
Yeah. Well, what our intention was to Dave and I were both, each of us, and jointly looking for just a real flat out fun creative outlet. And we knew we wanted to be nothing like the Johnny Carson show. We weren't doing a parody of the Johnny Carson show so much as we were interested if we were going to follow the Johnny Carson show and being something else so there'd be a reason to watch it, because the Johnny Carson show is what it is, and what's the point of having two of them in a row? Plus, actually, frankly, like that, the sensibility of the Tonight Show is not my sensibility at all. You know, I rarely see anything on the Tonight Show that reminds me of anything I would have come up with.
How did you get the kind of opening monologue that Letterman does created? It's very different from the kind of jokes that Carson tells at the beginning.
Well, that's just Dave's sense of humor versus Johnny's sense of humor. That we were originally asked not to do a monologue. What Dave is now doing is just sort of evolved out of what he used to call opening remarks. He wanted to come out and make contact with the audience before starting the show. And he picks his jokes based on what he thinks is funny, and he picks his joke writers based on writers he thinks are funny, and that's the combination of those two things is what you see him doing at the front of the show.
You originated Stupid Pet Tricks. How'd you come up with the idea?
Well, I'm just sort of a dog obsessive, and it struck me. We were looking for ideas for the show, and it just struck me that everybody I knew who had pets had some stupid thing that they'd make you watch their pets do when you brought them over. The particular idea that I remember thinking of when I thought of the idea was some friends of mine who live in Northern California. Whenever we would go over to their house, they would put socks on their dog, and this would be a big form of entertainment. That was sort of, so I thought, well, everyone does this.
You left the head writer position on The Letterman Show to be a segment producer. Why did you want to make that change?
Well, I was only the head writer the first year, and it was just completely personal. It was too much pressure for me to be responsible for every single thing that Dave was doing and saying on the air. It was just imagine it, if you will. You know, I was living with the man, and it was waking up in the middle of the night, and if things didn't go well, I was taking it really personally. And sometimes, you know, I mean, maybe you don't want to go home with the person that you possibly didn't do the best job for that day or whatever. You know, I mean, it was too much. It was just, I couldn't do it anymore.
You're completing an HBO pilot, which is soon to be broadcast. Would you describe the concept for us of the pilot?
The concept was myself and the exciting Mr. Harry Shearer both wanted a creative outlet. When we were brought together to work together, since I've left late night, I really miss the creative outlet. I have a lot of 3-minute ideas that I like to do. I have like millions of short ideas, and I still want that outlet. I just no longer have it at late night, and that's what the concept of This Week in Doors is. It's a chance for Harry and I both to do anything we want.
Well, I've seen a preview of the pilot, which I enjoyed very much, and there's a segment in it that I really found especially funny, in which I hope I'm not giving away too much, but you go to get a makeover, and you get a makeover by two men who are transvestites and make up themselves and other men. And how did you find out about these guys, and what led you to go get a makeover from them?
Well, I've always been extremely cynical on the topic of beauty and makeovers anyway, and it once dawned on me when I was watching some female impersonators that I think there's exactly the same amount of distance between me and Dolly Parton as there is between any guy and Dolly Parton. And I was thinking, well, why is this? This is so odd. And so I thought that was the original idea. And then I also always look at these beauty and health programs and books and so forth with such a jaundiced eye, because you just realize, in order to prepare for this thing, I read through Christy Brinkley's book and Jacqueline Smith and so forth, and all of their makeover tips, which all women, I think, spend your lives reading and trying to absorb and thinking, geez, if only I could just pick up a few tips, I could be Christy Brinkley. And for me anymore, I just realize it's the difference between a Cocker Spaniel and a Greyhound. You know, it's Christy Brinkley says, wake up in the morning and splash a little water on your face. And you go, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I think that'll do it. That'll make me look like Christy Brinkley. I find all that stuff just enraging, and it's also, I feel bad for women, myself included, that we all care about that so much.
I actually found it pretty funny that the guys who were making you up were much more comfortable with makeup than you were.
Yeah, well, that was the idea behind the thing. I was thinking when I was watching the female impersonation show, I was thinking, how is it that this guy knows more about this than I do? And he's walking across the stage in high heels and a lamé gown, and he's not falling, and he's not tripping, and he's not breaking a heel. How come I don't know how to do that?
You spent a lot of your career behind the scenes, writing for other people who are actually on camera. In your HBO special, you are on camera as well as behind the scenes writing. Did you enjoy performing for it?
I'm very worried. I'm really nervous about it. I'm very, very nervous about it. I love it. I love it a lot. I've been for the last year and a half doing local segments for local news in Los Angeles, and it was an extension of what I was doing producing the remotes for late night. I was doing everything on those except for eventually having to give away the fun part to Dave. And when I started doing the whole thing myself, it was just the greatest gift. I thought, my God, why didn't I get to do this sooner? I loved it. I love everything about it.
Okay. Well, Meryl, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Meryl Marco's special, This Week Indoors, is an upcoming HBO Cinemax comedy experiment.